Welcome, everybody. This is David Newman with another expert interrogation. That's right. These aren't just interviews. These are deep, scary, in-depth interrogations. And my guest today is the awesome and amazing Christina Daves. Christina is a serial entrepreneur who has founded and run 4 successful companies over the past 20 years. With no resources remaining when she launched her latest venture, Castmedic Designs, Christina taught herself everything she could about generating her own publicity. Since launching in 2012, she's appeared in over 200 media outlets, including national and local television, and publications generating over 6 figures in sales. As a result of her PR success, she created PR for Anyone, to help other small business owners just like you and just like me learn how to do what she did to have similar success. Christina is also the author of the best-selling book, PR for Anyone, 100 Plus Affordable Ways to Easily Create Buzz for Your Business. So Christina Daves, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello, David Newman. I don't know, should I be nervous about an interrogation?
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to turn on the lights. We're going to turn on the clip lights. And we're going to, like, you know, turn the temperature up to about 95 degrees in here. It's going to get brutal.
Okay. I feel the water dripping on my head already. Yeah.
Well, so this is fantastic. You know, you and I were just chatting a couple minutes ago before we turned on the recording about a lot of PR gurus and PR experts. You know, they're teaching and preaching and throwing out the fluff and the theory. You are the exact opposite. Rather than worry about, well, you know, I'm not sure if she preaches, you know, I'm not sure if she preaches what she practices. You only preach what you practice. And this is real deal stuff. No guessing, no hoping, no this might work. I think this work. I hope this works. But you're doing this every single day. So talk about Castmedic and that entrepreneur side, and then talk about how you flip that into the fabulous success of PR for Anyone.
Sure. So my entrepreneurial journey has been 20 plus years, but I had retired. I owned a retail store with my best friend, so much fun, almost 10 years, and had a freak accident on vacation and broke my foot. And I was in the awful, big, black, clunky medical boot. And I always joke, you know, once an entrepreneur, always an entrepreneur, you can't really get that out of your system. So I was on my way to New York in the boot thinking, oh, I'm going to be able to easily find something that I can use to decorate the boot. And there was nothing on the market. So I went ahead and created this fashion line to make the medical boots, you know, look good, kind of turning that whole negative into a positive. And so I came back and created this whole product line. Well, what I didn't realize was that I had created an entire new space in the marketplace. So how in the world was I going to let people know, hey, you've got to have these accessories to make your boots look good? And I had no money to hire a publicist. And I'm sure people are listening have called like I did. I'm in DC. They wanted $5,000 a month, 6-month commitment, $30,000 I didn't have. And they couldn't guarantee me anything. So I went out of my way to figure out everything I could about DIY PR because I had to, because, you know, publicity is free. It doesn't cost you anything if you can get it. And I appeared in over 50 media outlets in my first year of business. And then now it's been just over 2 years and I've been in over 200. So it's been a wild ride. Like you said, I walk the walk and talk the talk. I'm constantly still promoting Castmedic, even with the other business. But I just won an Entrepreneur of the Year award a few months ago, which was huge and great publicity with that. So yeah, I'm in the trenches. I can tell you what you need. I can tell you how to do it because I'm doing it every day.
Wow. Really, really exciting. And you know, even as folks are listening, I highly recommend pop over to Christina's website, prforanyone.com, and you will just see, you know, I love what you said, Christina, about, you know, do-it-yourself PR, DIY PR. I mean, oh my gosh, The Dr. Oz Show, Steve Harvey, Parenting Magazine, NBC Television, The Washington Post. And it's, you know, the clips are right there. I mean, there's you on TV. There's you on the morning shows. There's you on the talk shows. Just amazing. I mean, really, really amazing.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's been a wild ride. But I figured out what worked. I figured out kind of a three-pronged approach to getting publicity. And if you do all three parts of it, you need to be newsworthy, you need to have a good hook, and you need to find the right journalist. And that's really all you need. I would say there really is a magic bullet of publicity, and that's it.
So let me ask you, I've got a whole bunch of follow-up questions here, because this is fantastic. You know, I was at a seminar once, and they had a folded-up piece of paper at everyone's chair. And this person was talking about publicity and public relations and press releases and all this kind of stuff. And he said, you know, I have the secret. I have the secret to getting you and your business covered in your local media. It's in that little folded up piece of paper. Don't open it yet. Don't open it. We're not ready yet. We're not there yet. And it goes through this whole little program. You unfold the piece of paper at the end. And he says, this is the secret that will get you all the PR that you ever want to get, at least locally, in your business. And I guess the other thing I'll ask you about later is about local PR. You know, is all PR local PR? And maybe it is, maybe it isn't. On the piece of paper, it said, take a reporter to lunch. Take a reporter to lunch. That was the secret. That was the huge secret that this so-called expert was sharing with people. What are your thoughts on that? Is that just a crock? Is that crazy? Is there some element of truth to that? How much should you be getting involved with, you know, face-to-face breakfasts and lunches and coffees with local journalists that cover your area of expertise?
The people that I know in the industry, and I know a lot now, they don't go to coffee and go to lunch. I don't know. They're busy, crazy, crazy busy. You know, I know my local NBC station, they say they get 500 emails by noon. And maybe that, I don't know how long ago you went to that
1971.
Conference?
1971.
Okay. All right. That answers a lot of questions. So now, in today's modern day of email, and I think it's better to build a relationship with somebody and get to know them. I have a Fox News anchor that, I mean, you know, we send Christmas cards now and she signs my emails XOXO and you're my all go-to everything entrepreneurial, but she's been to my house, but we don't go to lunch. I mean, I don't have time. She doesn't have time. So I think you're better off getting to know them and having a phone relationship, an email relationship. I know I started PR for anyone because I couldn't go to breakfast or lunch with people anymore because everybody said, let me pick your brain. How are you doing this? So I think, I don't know about the going out to lunch anymore. I think that was definitely 1971.
You're totally right. I think the macro level strategy there is the relationship building.
Yeah.
Whether that's, you know, the Christmas cards, the lunch, the, you know, XOXO, you know, hugs, love you.
Right.
Relationships are key. And that's, I'm guessing that that's part of your training program and that's what's in your book. And that's what people, when they sign up for the PR tips at prforanyone.com, all of those strategies are what you teach and what you practice, correct?
Absolutely. The biggest thing that I'm a proponent of is finding a core group of journalists and building relationships with them. And that's what I've done, and that's why I've had success. You talked about Dr. Oz. I originally pitched Dr. Oz and didn't get on the show, but started a relationship with that producer, and I can't remember, probably 4, 5, 6 months later, and I had helped her put guests on other shows because I know a lot of people, you know, a lot of women and entrepreneurial groups, and obviously Dr. Oz is very, you know, targeted. They often have women guests. But then when something came up that I was a fit for, she contacted me right away and said, hey, can you be in New York next week? We'd like to film you, you know, for this segment. And that was because of the relationship I had built with her.
So let me, and that's fantastic. Oh my gosh. But, and this raises another question in my mind. When I'm looking at PR, to me, it just seems like this big giant, you know, hairball of all kinds of interconnected media. Are there different strategies for, let's say, television versus print versus radio versus online?
The most important thing is to get a journalist to pay attention to you. And so the number one tip, and it's the hardest to learn, but once you learn it, I shouldn't say it's the hardest. Once you figure it out, it's really not hard, is the hook. You've got to have a good hook, whether it's television, a blog, newspaper, anything, to get them to read what else is inside your email. And once you figure that out, you know, yes, there are different strategies. You want to, for a television program, you want to outline a segment for them. You want to make it more visual. For a newspaper, you might want more quotes, something that they can just take right out of what you've written. And the most important thing is, where are your customers? Are your customers reading blogs? Are your customers watching television? Are your customers in a trade publication? That's where you want to be, is where your customers are, because bottom line for publicity is, it needs to make you money. It needs to get you more customers. It needs to give you more credibility so you can charge more money. It's not just a, oh, hey, I was on TV. You want to get a return on your investment of your time.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's a whole nother category. And this is true whether you're crazy enough to pay that $5,000 a month or $3,000 or $2,000 or whatever it is. You're overpaying out the nose for any kind of PR firm, which, by the way, this is my personal philosophy. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but people say, oh, well, David, I'm either going to hire you or I'm going to hire a PR firm. And of course, what I do is completely different than a PR firm. But, you know, people are mesmerized. They're just mesmerized by, oh, I'm going to be on morning TV. I'm going to be on the, you know, drive time radio. And to what you just said about, it's not about getting the media, it's about monetizing the media. I see so many entrepreneurs, consultants, speakers, small business owners that they have all this great media that was a flash in the pan. It was a big media hit, but it didn't do anything for them. It didn't do anything for their business. It didn't do anything for lead generation. It didn't do anything to really move the needle on their business. How do you move from getting all these media appearances to what you just mentioned a moment ago so brilliantly, which is monetizing those media appearances?
Right. So I'll give you a perfect example of something that I did. So with Castmedic Designs, I was trying to get in. We happen to have here in the DC area the largest orthopedic practice in the Mid-Atlantic. And I even had a connection, somebody that I went to college with, her sister was the manager. And, you know, I had talked to her on the phone, but I couldn't get the meeting. So every time I had a media thing, I sent it to them. Not until Diana Ross wore my product and I had a picture of it did that get me into the meeting, and then I closed the deal and now they carry my product. So that gave me enough credibility in their eyes that a celebrity wore the product to get me in the door. So the onus is on you. When you get a publicity hit, you need to tell your potential customers how great you are. You need to show them all this credibility you've established because the media wants to talk to you about your business, your book, your product. And that gives you credibility in their eyes, and then hopefully they will come hire you. But you've got to do the legwork to make it worth your while.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So you are still publicist in chief, even though the media, you know, the media provides the asset, right? The photo, the story, the article, the video, but you have to activate that, socialize it, and leverage it from a marketing and sales perspective.
Exactly. You've got to tell your potential customer or client how great you are.
So let me ask you about this whole concept of you know, monetizing the asset. A lot of people say, well, you know, I got on TV. That's great. I don't get a lot of website traffic. I don't have a big email list. I don't have a huge social media following. If you don't have that organic audience somehow, but yet, you know, hey, there you are. You're on Dr. Oz. You're on Good Morning America. You're in the New York Times. What else can we do to spread the word above and beyond our reach if our reach is fairly limited?
Well, with social media, you have the benefit of extending your reach. You know, on Twitter, they're hashtags. You know, keep putting your information out there. tag people who are pertinent to it. You know, even the show that you were on, you might get lucky and get a retweet. And then all of a sudden you're exposed to their millions of followers or hundreds of thousands of followers. And remember, especially on Twitter, that you can constantly regurgitate because Twitter's a real-time medium. So if you don't see it now, people don't scroll back like they do on Facebook. So you can put that article, you know, post it now, post it in another week, post it in 2 weeks. Just keep, you can keep everything you're doing fresh on social media. And like I said, using hashtags and tagging people who are influencers, and depending on the topic, you know, if it's a publicity topic and I don't know, somebody brought up my name in an interview or my book in an interview and sent a tweet and tagged me on it, well, heck yeah, I'll retweet it for them.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So that's a good way to expand your reach.
So it's sort of a win-win, isn't it? Because you can use them. It's not like, oh, well, I've got a limited reach, but I have this great media. You can use the great media to expand and to grow your reach.
Exactly.
Love
Absolutely.
That. Love that. Again, back in the old days, we talked about having a PR calendar. So, you know, as we're recording this, it's October. You know, scary marketing tips from David Newman. Scary PR tips from Christina Daves. November, we're thankful. December, we're Christmas. March, we're lucky. June, we're, you know, getting ready for summer. Is that passé now that we're living in a real-time, 24/7, 365, you know, 10-second news cycle? Or is some of that seasonality, is that still part of what you recommend?
Absolutely, I still recommend it. You have to remember that, yes, we have the 24/7 news programs, and that's a different way of pitching to them. But the national publications, those are 4 months out. Like right now, my newsletter is going out today. I'm giving tips for Valentine's Day. You know, are you a relationship expert? Are you a nutritionist? Can you talk about the benefits of chocolate and champagne? You know, do you have a product that could be in a Valentine's gift guide? As crazy as it sounds, you've got to pitch that now. But yeah, I got on Fox last year for National Healthy Foot Month. So yeah, definitely seasonality. When the laws change, I always like to talk about that. You know, usually January 1st and July 1st, if any of those new laws are pertinent to your business, you pitch a story about that. You know, why, what can you talk about? How are you the expert? And it's so important to remember when you're getting publicity, it's really not about you. It's about how you're helping that journalist's audience. You're going to reap all the benefits because they're going to say your name, they're going to say your company, but you've got to have a newsworthy story that's worthy of putting on television that they can share with their audience that will be entertaining to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's about helping that reporter, that journalist, that editor, that reporter, you know, file a great story and get praise from their boss.
Exactly.
Talk a little bit about the old chestnut, the press release.
Oh.
Is that something that we should be worried about? Is that even relevant? Is there some updated format of the press release that we need to be conversant about? Or is that like my question from 1971?
You know, and people are joking saying I should brand myself the PR rebel, but I'm not a big proponent of the press release. It's very expensive. In today's day and age of social media, where you can find the exact journalist that you want to reach and you can email them directly, I just think you'll get so much further. I mean, wouldn't you much rather have an email that said, "Dear David, I watch your program and every week you have a segment on X, Y, and Z. Let me share with you this potential story idea," and you lay it all out for them, than just getting this generic press release. Now, sometimes it's worth doing. You know, if you have big national news, maybe you just took the next Facebook public. I did do a press release for my book. Now, the reason I did that really was for SEO, and that's a whole nother topic we can have, but my exact press release was posted on 1,800 websites. So that drove a lot of traffic, you know, for that blip of time that it was up on those sites. You know, they go very quickly because once a new release comes in, your release goes down.
Yeah.
But so for SEO, yes, but not to spend $800 to put one release out that I don't hear of people getting a story written about them because they send a press release out, a generic one. It's much better to do something targeted, specific to a journalist that they can then write about or do a television segment about or do a radio segment about that's specific to a topic.
And to what extent is, you know, the format of that email about, you know, dear David, I watch your show, etc. Is it really kind of just casual conversational like that? Because I know some PR firms have their standard sort of electronic pitch, and it's got a very defined format, that kind of, you know, pitch that they email or fax or send. Again, I'm dating myself here with the faxing. But, you know, does it have to be a pitch like it looks like it's from a PR firm, or can it be more of a person-to-person communication?
I believe in the person-to-person communication, but it needs to be short and to the point. And I have the Fox anchor that I talked about. She says she gets pitches from publicists on a regular basis that are so long and so drawn out. She said, they make my job easy for me. I just hit delete. Yeah. I don't have time to read it. So what I like to do is just do, you know, here's, you know, the title of the segment, what it would contain. If it's a television one, here's, you know, kind of five things we can talk about. Here's a picture of a visual. Of course, my product is visual, but if you have a book, anything, if you're a, you know, a nutritionist, if it's a cooking segment, if it's a demo, anything like that, and just really short. And then who the expert is, obviously you're a link to your website. And if you want to put a bio just down on the bottom that if they want to read it, great. But no, just short bullets, boom, 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 make them see it, make their job easy and have success.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let me ask you this, and I'm sure you get this a lot with your clients and the folks that come to you for help and for guidance. You know, your CastMedic line of products, it's a tangible good. It's, right. It's you know, it's something that, you know, visually it's fun, it's exciting. It's like, ooh, look, you can, you know, make this medical device on your leg more pretty and more creative and more fun. And it's made for the media. If I'm selling an intangible, I'm selling consulting services. Yeah. I'm a real estate agent. I'm an accountant. You know, I run an engineering firm. What are some strategies that would make that appealing and fun and relevant? You know, we're not all going to, you know, necessarily break the Diana Ross's leg like you did, but what can we do?
Right. Well, you need to establish yourself as an expert in your industry. And I just got off the phone with somebody and she spoke at a university yesterday, did a whole presentation on branding. And I guess that somebody from CNN happened to have gone to that university, was there, and I think tweeted out or replied to her blog or something about this presentation. And I told her right now, I told her how you find that journalist's email address, you send her an email and you connect with her. Because you are now, obviously she liked what you did because she commented on it or tweeted about it. You now want to be in her Rolodex as the CNN expert for branding. You're available, you're here, she knows you already. So that's the thing, like you're a marketing person, you need to, when something happens in the news that's related to marketing, or you can create, you know, when something, I always use celebrities because they're always doing something stupid, so you can always do a good spin off of that. But that's just, and I think it's easier because the media doesn't like to put a product on TV. They'll do like a grouping of products, you know, fashion fixes. I've been on for something like that. Rarely was I just on just for my product. So if you're a service-based, like you said, the accountant, you need a perfect time is tax time. Talk about the new laws. One of my favorite ones I saw was a dentist who was on television November 1st. And they said, coming up next, a dentist will tell you what is the best Halloween candy for your teeth. Brilliant.
Yeah.
So take your expertise and find a way to tie it to a seasonality or a trend, new laws, anything like that, and become that expert in your industry. Give them a nugget of something they might not know about and build your story around that. You know, what's a new tax break that could save most people, you know, 10%, but nobody knows about it?
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. There was a, and this wasn't necessarily PR, this was more sort of speaking and presenting, but I know that there is a estate planning attorney in Los Angeles. And boy, you know, estate planning, you can't really think of a drier, more boring product. But he does presentations all over the Los Angeles area, all over Southern California. And it's not about estate planning. What it's about is these crazy wills and these crazy stories of what happened to Hollywood celebrities' fortunes because they didn't have a will or they didn't have an estate plan. And, you know, Marilyn Monroe, $17 million went to the butler. Someone else, some silent film star, didn't have a will. And he's just very colorful guy. And he's just, regaling his audiences with these stories. Now, of course, the message there, the subtext is, hey, if you don't have a will, if you don't have an estate plan, you're a dummy. And this crazy nonsense could happen to you. But he never talks about the dry, boring, technical aspects of estate planning, because he happens to be in Los Angeles. He uses these crazy Hollywood will stories, or lack of will stories, and people love it.
Love it. Absolutely. And that's brilliant thinking outside of the box, like that dentist. Brilliant.
Yeah.
So it's just getting creative. And if you're not creative, I'll give you a little trick. Go back. I mean, everything's online now. The Today Show is notorious for this. They'll regurgitate a story. I was doing research for a presentation I was doing, because one of my favorite ones that I saw was over the holidays last year. And they brought a nutritionist on to talk about the healthiest food court choices when you're holiday shopping. So when I went looking for that story that had just aired in December, I found the exact same story 3 years earlier that Meredith Vieira had done. She's been off the show for a long time. So they will regurgitate things. So find a story that somebody wrote about or talked about a year ago and just update it a little bit and pitch that. If they liked it once, they'll probably love it with an update.
Now, so do you tell them, like, when you pitch that, do you tell them, hey, I found this from 14 months ago, would love to do an updated version of that segment for you, or do not do that?
I don't do that. Nope. I just pitch my updated version.
So you're hoping that they'll either remember or you're hoping that they forgot, but either way, it's like, yeah, that's a great idea.
That's a great idea. Exactly. She's really good.
Exactly. I love it. I love it.
The other thing is that producer could be gone.
Oh,
and
totally.
It could be a new producer. So yeah, but again, you have to put your own spin on it. Don't do the exact same story, but definitely put a little spin on it and you're good.
Yeah, boy, really fabulous insider tip. Let me also ask you, this whole notion of I'm in a boring business. The media is not interested in me. Woe is me. I guess I just have to pay that $5,000 a month.
No.
What does a professional, let's say that's true. I'm curious, in your experience, what would a professional public relations firm do with that boring business that we couldn't do ourselves, if anything? And then what are some of those things that we can do ourselves and, use your methodology, use your training, use your tools, and not pay the $5,000 a month?
I don't know that I'm doing anything differently than they do. Now, I'm not a publicist. I've never been in that industry, so I cannot tell you for sure. But I'm also a big proponent in nobody's as passionate about your business as you are. And I actually got in a trade publication that only does medical devices. And the editor said, I've never met anybody like you. He goes, you are so passionate about this, I will put you in the magazine. So again, it's like the financial planner you just talked about. You can make anything sexy. Figure out a way to make it fun and exciting and pitch yourself.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And here's another soundbite. I'm now thinking back to, all the different kind of PR sessions and things. This was an entrepreneurs forum meeting. And again, it was a while ago. It wasn't quite 1971. But they had a journalist from the Philadelphia Business Journal. They had someone from the Philadelphia Inquirer here, all local. It was all local journalists. And someone from the local TV station. And it was a panel, and these guys all seemed very smart and very, they were telling the real deal. They say the media is interested in three things, and only three things. People, people, and people. So don't talk about your company. Don't talk about your product. Don't talk about your service. Don't talk about your new technology. Talk about how is this going to be better for people. Or let's profile, you know, you as the CEO. What, you know, what makes you tick? What made you start your company? Just like what, you know, Christina, what made you start your company is I broke my foot.
Right.
So talk about that people angle and how we can start to rewire our brains a little bit to think more in terms of people, and maybe even start by saying, you know, is that still good advice?
Absolutely. One of the things I talk about when I give presentations on this is it's all about the story. What's the story? You know, I say, think about you're having a cup of coffee in the morning, you're reading a magazine, you're reading the newspaper, you're reading a story, right, about people, or if it's a business, you know, why did you start that business? And I had somebody say, you know, well, I'm an accountant because my dad was an accountant. But it was like, well, your dad must have done something in your life growing up to make you want to be just like him. So that's the story. And it's incorporating, right, you want that personal touch to it, that, you know, a lot, what people love about my story is that I saw something that was missing in the marketplace, and my whole, the path that it took me to get this product on store shelves. I mean, that's the story. And then I get the benefit of the publicity for the product, but you're right. People want to hear about, you know, people, and, you know, everything now is, you know, what's your why? Why are you doing what you're doing? Why did you start your business? That's more important than, you know, who you are or what, you know, what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let me also ask you, I want to leave the topic of PR just for a moment and talk a little bit about your own entrepreneurial journey in this new business with PR for Anyone. But are there other PR questions that I should have asked you and that you would love to answer, but that I neglected to ask?
Sure. One of the easiest ways to start in your publicity journey is to get local press, especially if you're new. New is the easiest way to get publicity, and most people don't do it because they don't know what they're doing. But 9 times out of 10, your local publication will write a story about what you're doing, your book, your business, because they need to fill those pages. And 9 times out of 10, that's where your market is. You know, I have clients who've had like a little television appearance in their local market or a little magazine spread, and, you know, they're generating high 5 figures from that one little appearance. So, you know, people think, oh, I have to be on the Today Show. Well, if you're a local florist or a local plumber or somebody whose business is, you know, for example, you know, where you are in a suburb of Philadelphia, your local florist isn't going to do them any good if they get on CNN or the Today Show. Probably not, because that's not their customer watching.
Right.
But if they get a write-up, I tell the story. So everybody has a Joe's Pizza, right? You guys have a Joe's Pizza in your community, I'm sure.
Sure we do.
And everybody at Joe's Pizza, you know, they say best New York style pizza. So you see an ad in your paper from Joe's Pizza, and it says best New York pizza. But then a journalist writes a story that says hidden New York pizza gem. And he talks about how he grew up in Brooklyn, and he got transferred here for this new job as a journalist, and he fell upon this Joe's Pizza, and this is the best pizza he's had outside of Brooklyn since he left. Which one's going to make you want to go to Joe's Pizza?
I'm going to say number 2.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's why that's so important. If you are a local business, if you can get a local journalist to write about your business, you will drive customers to your business.
Yeah, absolutely. What else? What other PR questions before I get to Christina as the guru questions?
Don't forget social media. LinkedIn and Twitter are two great, great tools for finding journalists. If you're good on Twitter and you like Twitter, check out Muckrack. It's Muckrack. It's basically like a daily newspaper of journalists who are tweeting. And that's a great way, if you are good on Twitter, see what's trending, what can you talk about, what can you tweet to them about, and kind of get yourself in front of them.
Wow, very nice. But those are two, I mean, that was like 2 seconds of stunned silence going, oh my God, yeah. Finding journalists on LinkedIn, that's genius.
Yeah.
Muckrack, that's genius. So yes, home run. Score is now 7-0. Dave 7, Newman 0. But that's okay. You know, I'm bringing you PR info from 1971, and Christina's bringing you PR info from the future.
I'm just trying to get you a little more up to date, David. That's all.
Well, so I know that a lot of folks listening are themselves experts, speakers, consultants, thought-leading solopreneurs just like you and me. Tell me a little bit about your journey in this new business, PR for Anyone. You have a fantastic website. You have fantastic PR tips. In fact, the monthly PR tip just landed in my inbox, so I highly recommend that folks listening go to prforanyone.com and get Christina's free tips and look at all the other training and tools and programs that she has, but certainly get the tips as a good first step. You know, you have a great website. You have all these fabulous investable opportunities. How did you build this? How did you kind of study this industry of, you know, the expert industry, the speaking, the info marketing, the thought leader industry? How did you put all this together so darn fast?
Well, I tell you, it's funny that I was at an event, Experts Academy, Brendan Burchard, you know, just a huge mentor of mine.
Sure.
And I was out there and all the light bulbs started going off. You know, they're like, if you have an expertise to share, and you break out in these little groups, and I would tell people and they're like, oh, you've got to do this. And I was actually out there with a friend, not to start a new business. I just needed a little break. So then I said to myself, okay, I'm going to come back. I'm going to throw an ask out to the universe, and I'm going to ask people in the media if I can interview them for this Experts Corner that I'm going to have on the website that's going to be totally free. Because remember, I'm just the small business owner, like everybody listening. I figured I needed a little bit of credibility behind me. Like, I'm saying this, but here the media is going to tell you exactly what they want. So I threw that ask out. I said, I'm going to come to New York on whatever it was, June 6th and 7th. Are you available? Every single person said yes, and every single person could only fit in my schedule exactly around all the other people.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So that was my sign from the universe. So I went to New York and I interviewed 9 people. I interviewed a former Oprah producer, the head producer of The Rachel Ray Show, Martha Stewart's PR rep, Peter Shankman. I mean, big, big names in the industry. And then I came back and I'm just one of those strange people that, like I said, when the universe opens, you have to jump. And I was in a women's group on online forum, and I said, hey, I need to build a website. And this woman said, let me throw my hat in the ring. And she's in Paris. And I hired her immediately. I loved everything she did. She's become one of my closest friends, one of my trusted business advisors. I go through her for everything. But it really, you know, it takes that person with the knowledge. You know, I call myself, I'm the idea girl, but you need that person who can build your website, build your funnels, do all the information marketing techniques, and it's worth paying somebody like that to do it, because I could have never done everything that I have on that site.
Yeah, well, and the site is fantastically beautiful, not only cosmetically, but from a marketing standpoint, functionally speaking. It's doing all the right things in all the right ways. So again, you know, not only to tap into Christina's expertise and get the PR tips and look at everything else she has going on at prforanyone.com, if you want to see a killer marketing-focused website, you should go to prforanyone.com as well.
And that's from the marketing guru.
I always tell my folks, Christina, I say, I'm either teaching it to you or I'm doing it to you. And pay attention to both, right? So just like with, oh, you know, I got to get involved in more PR. I got to buy some of Christina's programs. I got to sign up for some of her training. That's great. But then also look at the presentation. Look at the marketing. Look at all the different ways that she has to add value through and with the website and her social media and her products and her programs. And that in and of itself, with all these interrogations, I'm encouraging all of our folks listening to, you know, look at our guests not only as a resource and as a possible teacher, trainer, coach, or expert, but also look at them as a role model. And, you know, let's see what Christina has going on that you can learn from as well.
And that coming from the marketing guru, wow.
Yeah, no, it really is fantastic. It really is fantastic. Talk a little bit, because I know that there's this kind of little push and pull here, and then I've got a couple last questions, then we'll wrap up. There's a little bit of a push and pull between getting media, you know, getting traditional media, whether that's online, offline, TV, radio, web, print, blogs, guest blogs, all that stuff, versus becoming the media. So you said something really, really important, really, really insightful. When you wanted to bootstrap this thing, you went out and you did these high-profile interviews. And I'm guessing that these folks either became champions or advocates or friends or centers of influence. I love the interviews as a marketing strategy, but that's about you being the media. That's about you saying, hey, I'd love to showcase your expertise. I'd love to feature your wisdom and your insight on my platform to share that with my people. Where do you see that tension between getting the media, right, getting a slot, getting featured, getting a segment, getting an article, versus becoming the media yourself?
Right. I mean, if you involve yourself with the right people that are aligned in your industry and they're willing to help you out, I mean, that's huge credibility for you. You know, I've got an interview I'm about to release I did with John Lee Dumas. So I've been on his show. I interviewed him for mine. Well, when I put that out, I mean, he has a huge, huge audience that are going to want to hear him talk about what I talked to him about. So absolutely, I think that just adds to your credibility. It adds to your reach. You know, so, oh, well, Christina's interviewed, you know, this person, she must really know what she's talking about. So it just really, I think it adds to the credibility and it adds to your reach.
I love that. Now, would you go as far as saying, and again, not is a genuine question, it's not meant to put words in your mouth, but is it just as important at some point in your career, maybe sooner rather than later, to serve as a host as it is to serve as a guest?
Sure. Absolutely. Like I said, you interview the right people. I mean, again, Peter Shankman is huge in the PR industry. He founded Haro. He sold it to Vocus. I mean, most people in our fields know what Haro is. You know, help a reporter out. It's a great resource to get this free publicity. You know, that I was able to interview him was tremendous. And this was before I started. And now I'll tell you a really funny story. I'm serving on a panel for crowdfunding and PR, and I got the number two bill next to Peter, and then there's three people after me. So that just says, you know, how far I've come in a year.
Moving on up.
Yeah. I said, next year I'm going to be number one. He can be number two.
That's right. Hey, Shankman, you can carry my bags.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, last couple of quick questions. Talk a little bit about your speaking, because I know that a lot of our folks listening, you know, they're speakers. They want to do more speaking. They want to do fee-paid speaking. They want to do speaking to generate leads and generate visibility and credibility. How do you approach speaking? Is it important for you to get paid? Is it important for you to be in the right rooms? Kind of how do you evaluate speaking gigs that come your way, or even speaking gigs that you'd like to pursue?
Yeah, and it's interesting. Again, I'm walking the walk right now because this has become a big part of my business. I just started speaking this year. And, you know, you have to start small. You've got to do the chambers and the, you know, I think of the first time I spoke to now I'm get to go speak on a huge stage with hundreds, maybe thousands of people. And then you have to decide, is it worth, you know, $5,000 to get paid to go speak? Or are you better off on a stage where you can sell your product in the back of the room and you might sell $100,000 products? So you really have to weigh your options on, you know, what's the best value for you. But you've got to get out there. You've got to, if that's really what you want to do, you've got to get a one sheet that's good. You've got to get a speaker reel that's good. And you've got to, you know, start getting in front of these meeting planners and people who host events and show them how great you are on stage and what an asset you would be to their audience.
Absolutely. I love that. And I think that evaluate process is where a lot of people go crazy, because they say, oh, they want me to speak. They want me to speak. And they don't have any criteria. Is it the right room? Is it the right people? Right. Is it the right conference? Are these folks there for the right reason? And they just waste all this time doing free speaking And these are the same folks that say, well, you know, I do a lot of free speaking and it hasn't helped my business. Well, that's because you've been in the wrong room in front of the wrong people for the wrong reasons.
Right. And that's, and there's not necessarily wrong in terms of practice is good and getting your feet wet. And like I said, the difference from my very first presentation, which was not the right room and it wasn't a lot of people, to where I'm going now, I'm glad I had that in retrospect.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Christina Daves, what else? How else can people get in touch with you? What other resources can you share with folks? How else can they get connected and stay connected to your fabulous empire at prforanyone.com?
Yeah, it's across the board, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest. You can find us anywhere at PR for Anyone. I have a fun little thing on my website. You could do chatwithchristina.com if you want to talk. I do, you know, 15-minute consultations. If there's something burning inside of you that you want to know about or I can help you with, you know, definitely look me up and give me a call. The book, I think, is a great resource. I hear that a lot. So if you're just getting started and, you know, the book's on the website, you can check that out or any of the major bookstores. So yeah, it's just really easy if you know what you're doing and you can have so much success with it that I hate that people aren't trying it. It's like, just give it that old college try and you'll start to see results. It'll be amazing.
And then you also do some trainings throughout the year. You're available for one-on-one consultations, VIP days. Let's say people hear this and they go, oh my gosh, I've totally missed the boat on PR. This is something that I want to do. And it sounds like Christina's the person that can help me put the game plan and the implementation in place. How else do you work with folks that want to really take this to the next level?
Yeah, I do. I work one-on-one. Some people prefer it that way. Some people want to learn all of this or have a marketing person in their office. I do a lot of that, like training their marketing person just for the PR component. I have a course. It's 15 modules. People go, oh, 15 modules. Well, each module is only about 15 minutes and you can pick and choose. You don't have to take them in order. You can say, oh, I want to learn how to blog because I really want to, you know, step that part of my game up, or, oh, I really want to get into radio interviews. So I'll just watch that. So you can watch one a week, one a day, and just start implementing right away.
Fantastic. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This has been enlightening. You've certainly updated me from my 1971 thinking. So many great tips, so much actionable information. You truly fulfilled the promise of this deep dive interrogation. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And again, folks, get in touch with Christina, prforanyone.com. She is a rock star, and thank you for sharing your expertise.
Thank you for having me. It was wonderful.